Patty. A pretty summer morn lent its freshness to mossflower woodlands, with birdsong resounding through high canopied trees. The Cowson band, together with the Redwallers, had spent the night in the dried-up ditch bed, which had not proved uncomfortable. Tugger Bruster was up at the crack of dawn, bullying his shrews as usual.
Up off your laggardly tails, you lot! Marrow, take six of these layabouts and scout that clearing up ahead to see if in that serpent's gone. Then report back here to me. Well, go on!
The shrew Marrow did not seem too pleased at the prospect. He chose six of his reluctant fellow beasts, saluting Tugger Bruster as he paced back and forth.
But suppose that giant snake's still there, chief?
The Gowsim Logalog chuckled mirthlessly.
Then you run back here twice as quick, won't you? Stop trying to wheedle out of it. Get your paws moving.
Marrow led the six off in a desultory fashion, all of them paw shuffling and lagging behind. Tugger Bruster worked himself into a fine temper, roaring at them.
Cool yourselves, Gowsim, you yellow-bellied lily-livered ditherers. When your Logalog gives you an order, you jump to it. Now get up that clearing before I move your bottoms with me war club!
He was swinging the iron club threateningly when Bosey purposely bumped into him, sending the Gowsim chieftain sprawling. The hare made a flourish, waving the kerchief he carried in his sleeve.
Oh, dearie me, I'm sorry. I didn't see you there. Oh, silly me. Allow me to help you up, sirrah.
Tugger refused the proffered paw and sat up fuming.
Should watch where you're going, long ears.
Skipper, who was accompanying Bosey, pointed ahead.
We're just going to see if that old snake's moved itself. No need for your Gowsim to go, mate. That is, unless you'd like to come with us yourself.
Marrow and the six Gowsim gave a sigh of relief and went back to the dry ditch bed.